I'm excited to continue in our series on the fruit of the Spirit. And we're going to talk this morning about the fruit of goodness, And we've learned about love, joy, peace, long-suffering, last Sunday, gentleness, and this morning, goodness. And in every relationship, there are toxins or potential elements with a destructive capacity. And yet God, through His Spirit, has provided a cleansing agent that will restore vitality to our relationships. And as we allow the Spirit, Christ, to live in us, then the Spirit through us can produce goodness for our relationships. You're in Ephesians 5, look at verse 8. "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord." Now, the spiritual fruit of goodness is defined as this: uprightness of heart and life, virtue, equipped and ready at every moment. That is the goodness that God wants you and I to display in our life. Galatians 6:10 says it this way: "And we have therefore opportunity. Let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." And a Spirit-filled Christian desires to do good. They're looking for opportunities to do good, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Now, the world interprets good in a variety of ways. Some people believe it is centered around their pleasure. If they're excited about something, if they're enjoying something, then it must be good. Others around knowledge, that if we just knew enough, then good would reign on the world. Others believe it's around materialism. We're just pursuing the good life. The more we accumulate, the better off we are. Still others equate good with not doing certain things, like, "I haven't eaten chocolate all day, I'm doing good." And everybody has a different definition or standard of good. Well, what does the Bible say? Let me give you some statements, and they're there in your introduction to follow along. Number one, the Bible tells us that God is the example of goodness. Psalm says, "For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." And He not only is the example, but through Him, Jesus Christ, we see goodness in action. But notice that God works for our good. "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." And when difficulties come into our lives, and they will, God can bring good to every situation. God masters at taking a trial and making it a blessing. God works for our good. But God also gives good gifts. James 1:17. "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." So the Bible says that God is the example of our goodness. He is goodness. He's living it. He's working for our good. He's giving good gifts. And then we see that Jesus displayed the goodness of God. Now, the greatest gift that God has ever given is His Son, Jesus Christ. And as we follow the example of Christ, we see the Bible says in Acts 10:38 how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with whom the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, we recognize this morning, as we read of this goodness of God, exemplified by Jesus Christ and demonstrated throughout His life, recorded in Scripture, that God's goodness is indeed unreachable. In our best effort, we are not going to attain the goodness of God and be able to live it out in our life. But if we come into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and now Jesus lives in us, and we are empowered by the Spirit of God, then goodness can flow through us, and we can be a blessing to others, and we can shine that others might see Jesus in us. The fruit of goodness. So let's dive into our study this morning. And number one, see that we must recognize our need for God's goodness. Sometimes the hardest part of realizing something that God wants us to have is, first of all, being willing to admit we need it in our lives. And because of our human nature and our pride, we don't like to admit that we need anything. We don't like to admit that we would need God in order to manifest goodness. We don't like to admit that our nature is not naturally good. We don't like to admit those things. But if we're going to have the biblical kind of goodness just flowing through us, then it is imperative that we recognize our need for God's goodness. We must recognize God wants me to display this fruit of goodness, but it's not something I'm going to be able to do on my own. Why is that? Letter A. Because our original nature is not good. Our original nature is not good. Have you ever wondered how a worm gets inside of an apple? Have you ever eaten an apple and maybe there was the evidence of something in there that shouldn't have been, and it was maybe gross, and you wonder, how did that happen? How did that worm get in there? Well, the worm didn't come from the outside in. It came from the inside out. Scientists have discovered that the worm, an insect, lays an egg in the apple blossom, and sometime later that egg hatches in the heart of that apple. And after that egg hatches, the little worm begins to eat its way out of that apple. And just like the worm working its way from the inside out, so sin in our life does the same. We have a sin nature, an Adamic sin nature. And sin is in us, and sin works its way out of our life. That is our nature. The Bible says in Romans 5:12, wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. And this would explain some of the problems of our society and culture: the divorce rates, the overflowing prisons, the deadly wars, the things that we see around us that are so troubling. Why is that? Because the nature of man is not good. Man left to themselves, there is no goodness there. They have an Adamic, sinful nature. All men have sinned. And we see where that is bringing us as a society and a culture. And because of this, we are a fallen race. The Bible says in Romans 3:12, they are all gone out of the way. They are all together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. And so as a class, we have to recognize we have a need for the goodness of God, because this is not something our nature is going to produce. Society at large is proof of that. But letter B, we must understand that we cannot produce true goodness. It doesn't matter how hard we try, how hard we work, we cannot produce true goodness in and of ourselves. The Bible says in Romans 7:18, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but to how to perform that which is good, I find not. It's not in me as far as in and of myself. I don't know how to perform it aside from a relationship with Jesus Christ. In Isaiah 64:6, the Bible says, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And we do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. And so we have to recognize I am incapable in and of myself of producing the goodness that God is talking about that I should have. And so I have to recognize God wants me to have goodness coming out of my life. But this is not something I have, and it's not something I can produce. So aside from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, this is an impossibility. So I have to have a relationship with Him. I have to have a walk with Him. I have to be empowered by His Spirit so that what He desires to be coming through my life is possible, because it's not going to be of myself. So I know it's not of me, but I receive it of Him. And when I have a relationship with Christ, and when I am letting Christ live through me, now goodness can be a reality in my life. And here's why that's important, number two. Because we must reveal the goodness of God to a lost world. Once you and I realize that we cannot produce true goodness in and of ourselves, and after we have accepted Jesus Christ and His divine nature, now we are in a position to reveal this goodness to a lost world. Now, you may feel like, I'm trying to do that, Brother Rule, but it's just not working. I don't know what kind of a difference it's making. Now, I could take this candle this morning, And I could take my hand and I could put it over that candle and I could hold it there for a while. But eventually, I'm either going to need to move that hand or the skin on my hand is going to burn. It's beginning to do that a little bit right now. It's getting a little warm. And the longer I leave that there, the more damage I'm going to get or I'm going to have to move it, right? Sometimes, as we are desiring to produce goodness, we know Christ is our Savior. We want Jesus living through us. But whether it's in our family or in our neighborhood or in our workplace, we feel like I'm doing my best to shine for Jesus. I don't know that it's making a difference. Listen to me. If you really are letting Jesus live through you, eventually you're going to see the difference. Eventually, I'm going to have to move this hand or somebody's going to have to take me to the hospital. Eventually, if Jesus Christ is living through you and you are manifesting the characteristics we're talking about each week, that light is going to break through. And what you have to be reminded of this morning is this: just keep burning for Jesus. Just keep doing what God instructs you to do. The light will take care of itself and it will eventually pierce the darkness. Now, what people do with it in your family and in your neighborhood and in your workplace and in your environments in the community, that's up to them. But don't distinguish your light because Satan is trying to convince you it's making no difference. It is. Just keep shining and the goodness of the Lord will eventually shine through. So God wants to work through us in this way. And when Jesus is in us and living through us, then what's on the outside now is coming out and people are seeing Jesus living through our lives. Ephesians 5:8 says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. So walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord." If you, even though you have a carnal, Adamic sin nature, if you know Jesus Christ is your Savior, if you will let Christ live through you, then keep doing that consistently. Be light now, and people will see Jesus in you. You may have a past, a history, a season of life where people did not see Jesus Christ in you. That doesn't matter. Jesus can shine through any light in this room beginning today if you will allow Him, that people see Jesus in you. Now, how do we do that? Letter A. Goodness is found in the Word of God. Now, we've got to make this practical if we're going to reveal God's goodness to others. We have to recognize that this is found in our relationship with the Word of God. We cannot be governed by our feelings. We have to be governed by truth. And our guide must be the Word of God. Micah 6:8 says, "He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." So God has called you and I to goodness. God wants you and I to display goodness. God wants you and I to do good. And this is found in His Word. If we will have a consistent relationship with the Word of God, God is teaching you and I, you're going to have goodness. You're going to be able to display and to give goodness. Notice the verses in your notes. "Wherewithal shall young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteous." Friend, you and I have to have a relationship with the Word of God. Brother Earl, I just don't feel good spiritually. I don't feel like doing good. I don't know that I'm making a difference. I don't know that I've done anything good last week. Can I ask you a question? Are you reading your Bible? Do you have a relationship with the Word of God? Is there a hunger in your heart to spend time with the Lord and His Word? Because when we are in the Word of God, it is cleansing our life. It is depositing good in us. It is giving us something to give to someone else. It may be that the reason we do not have the desire or the capacity to do good is because there's no good in us. There may be needs for thousands of dollars in this room. If I don't have any money on me, I can't do anything about it. And there might be a lot of spiritual needs that you encounter this week, but if you don't have anything being put in you, you're not going to have anything to give. And so it is imperative that we take in the Word of God so that we can give goodness to others. But then we see letter B, that goodness is cultivated through godly fellowship. We see the importance of godly fellowship in Hebrews 10:24. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. And when we are involved and engaged in right fellowship, it is producing right behavior. Godly friends will encourage you to have goodness in every situation, to respond in a way that pleases and honors the Lord. Take the heed in 1 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Man, I look at my life, Gabe, and I don't see a lot of good there. Who are you spending time with? Who has influence in your life? What's coming in? Is the influence you're taking in, the things you're reading, the social media you're consuming, the friends you're spending time with, the places you're going, is all of that saying to you, draw closer to the Lord. Live like Jesus. Show people the love and goodness of Jesus Christ. Is that what's coming in? Because if it's not what's coming in, it's not going to be what's coming out. And good, godly fellowship is so very important. And by the way, if you have good friends and they're encouraging you to do the right thing, turn around and encourage someone else as well. God did not design for you and I to be a reservoir where we just take all the goodness that God ever wanted us to have and just bask in it. No, God wants us to receive it, but then to be a channel and to give it to others as well. But then notice letter C, that goodness is revealed through a walk with Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. God saves us by his grace. We are his workmanship. We are created for his honor, his glory, his pleasure, and to serve him. And God wants good works coming through our life, pointing people to Jesus Christ. I love the verse in Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men, why? That they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. God wants you and I this week to be a part of something that has an eternal significance. God wants you and I to be a billboard pointing people to Jesus Christ. How can we do that? Do good. Let goodness flow through your life. And when people see that, it's not natural. It's not coming from everyone. It's going to point to the fact that Jesus is in you. And then can I encourage you this week to obey every impulse of the Spirit of God. Now, in the early church, Christians were facing criticism and slander. But instead of complaining and quitting, they just handled their critics by staying faithful to their mission in living for the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says in 1 Peter 2:12, having your conversation, your life, honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, man, I got people saying stuff about me, Gabe, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Listen, friend, it doesn't really matter what other people are saying. How are you living? What is your life saying? 10 years from now, when you're still loving, serving, giving, witnessing, others will know that it was not you and it was not me, but it was Jesus Christ living through us that people would see his goodness. So may we yield to him and be willing to admit, this is not something I do on my own, so I need Jesus. But through Jesus and through his word, and through the right friendships and influences, may I bear a fruit that will have an eternal significance, pointing people to Jesus Christ.